This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome, everyone. We're continuing Mishavur Daf HaShavua. We started Kuf Yud Daled yesterday. Let's see again. Din Haskaras Haruach V'Geshem Metal. The mentioning of wind, rain, and dew. Maschil Noimer B'Brach Hashniyam Mashvarach Mar Agashem B'Tfilas Musaf Shal Yom Tov HaAchroin Shal Chag. We begin saying Mashvarach Mar Agashem in the Tfilah of Musaf of the last day of Sukkot. So in Poiskin Ad Tfilas Musaf Shal Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach. We don't stop until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. We pointed out Mishabur and Sivkat and Aleph seems to give a different reason than the Gemara does. Rain brings life to the world like the resurrection of the dead. It would be fitting to start to appease Hashem on the first day of Sukkot that we're judged on water. Ella, Lefisha. In other words, why do we start Musaf on the last day of Sukkot? We should start right away. We're being judged on water. Elafisha Gashamhim Simklala Bechaga Sukkah. Since rain is a bad sign, she afshaleshiv basukkah b'shas hageshem. It's impossible to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. So in Maskir and Hageshem Adavar Shivasime Shishivas Basukkah, we don't mention rain until the 7 days of sitting the sukkah are over. Veroy Hoya Min Adin Lahaskha Lahazgir Miyad Belal Yom Tov HaAchron. Really, we should start immediately Shmini Atzeres, in the nighttime, right? Really, logically, you should start in the nighttime. El Fisha Betfilas Arvis in Kol Am Beis HaKnesses. The problem is not everybody comes to shul from Arav. Nimsa Zem Mazgir Zem In Mazgir Yosa Gudas Agudas. Then it will come out. Some people will mention, some people won't. So you'll ask, why will some people mention, some people won't? Everyone will mention. Wherever they daven, everyone will mention. L'chor, it's because you don't start mentioning until they announce it. So if you're not there in shul, you didn't hear the announcement. So if you didn't hear the announcement, you don't start. You can't start. You can't start. What about it? Saint Talamata, you don't need an announcement. Mashvarach, you need an announcement. So if you need an announcement, you're going to have some people saying it, some people not. Now, V'lama in Mazkirin B'Shachris, Yesha Kasvu, Mibnei Sha'asr L'Hazgir HaGeshem, Ad Sheyachris Asher Tzibor, Oy HaShamash, B'Kol Ram, Mered HaGeshem. Why don't we mention it in Shachris? Well, we can't mention Geshem until, you know how to say Geshem until the Shel Tzibur announces it, or the Shamish announces it out loud, Marad HaGeshem, Koidim Atfilo, Kil Kameh. Vizet Yev Shel HaChriz B'Shachriz, you can't announce it by Shachriz, and they should Tzarech Lisma Gula Tfila. Voi Tamachar Ayim Mitas. Like we just said, that to say Mashmach Marad HaGeshem, you need an announcement. So by Mariv, not everyone's going to hear the announcement. By Shachriz, you can't make the announcement. If you mistakenly said Mashrach Mar Hageshem by Mariv or by Shachris, you don't go back. Ad Tfilas Musaf, Hatam de In Poiskin Mi Ba'erev, Hu Gam Ken Kanal. Meaning, why do we say it until Musaf on the first day of Pesach? The reason is we don't stop in the nighttime, for the same reason, because not everyone's going to get the memo. But now everyone's going to go to shul and they're going to hear the chazan or the shamish say Morid Hatol Shehachrozas Haskaras Hatal saying Tal Simin Hu Lohem Lafsakas Haskaras Hageshem Oid. That's a simin to stop saying Mashiach Mar Hageshem. V'zehu Leminak Sfarad. That's if you're of Sfaradic origin and you say Morid Hatol. Shenoigin Loimer Morid Hatol B'Makom Mar Hageshem Esachama. Avam Medina Seinu in our countries Shenoigin Loimer Morid Hatol. They don't say Meratol during the summer. And they can't announce it in this Lashon. And so in other words, Ashkenazim have a problem. The problem is we don't say Marad Hatal. So what's the Chazan going to announce before the Shemana Esrei on Musaf of the first day of Pesach? They're going to say Marad Hatal? No, we don't say Marad Hatal. He's going to say, don't say Mashmarach Marad Hashem. You can't announce, don't say Mashmarach Marad Hashem. Saying, don't say Mashmarach Marad Hashem is like you're refusing abundant goodness. Alkein Pasuk Rama B'Sif Gimel, Shenoygin Shalei Lahafsik Milhasker Geshem At Tfilas HaMincha. That's why Minog Ashkenaz is we do say Mashmarach Marad Hashem on the first day of Pesach in the Chazan's repetition. Sheshamu kvar mishel tzibur. They already heard from the shel tzibur shepasak betfilas musaf that they stopped saying by musaf. Avo betfilas musaf, but in tfilas musaf kol hakol v'gam shel tzibur maskirin hageshem betfilas lachash. But in musaf the whole tzibur and even the Chazan will mention mashrach mar hageshem in the tfilas lachash kedei shelo yia davar ma'orav beinat tzibur, so that it's not a davar ma'orav beinat tzibur. So I'd ask the following question. Think about what they do in Minhag Ashkenaz. According to Minhag Ashkenaz, the Tzibur is going to say Mashmarach Marad Hashem in the Star and Shon Esrei. The Chazan is going to say Mashmarach Marad Hashem in the Star and Shon Esrei. Then the Chazan will not say it in the repetition. How could he do that? Isn't the purpose of saying the silent Shemana Esrei to prepare him to be fluent in the Chazaras Hashatz? So here, he's basically setting himself up for disaster. He's saying in the San Shemana Esrei, Mashmarach Marad Hashem. And if he says it in the Chazan's repetition, they're going to throw tomatoes at him and he'll have to daven again. But it sounds like, what's the alternative? There's no alternative over here. What's he supposed to do? He's going to not say it? But then he's going to be doing different than the Tzibor. It sounds like that is given primacy. The shots being uniform with the Tzibor will be more important than the shots saying a silent Shemana Esrei to adequately prepare him for his Chazar Sashatz. You know, normally we say, unless, you know, there's a Shaila, let's say you daven one Nusach and the Tzibor davens, and let's say you daven Ashkenaz and the Tzibor is davening Sfard. And okay, so you could daven your own nosach for Shemana Esrei. Let's say you're the Chazan. So many poskim say, if you're the Chazan, you need to daven in your silent Shemana Esrei, the nosach of the Tzibor, because the whole purpose is you need to prepare yourself to say the Chazar Sashatz. Other poskim say, well, if you have a siddur, we're not afraid you're gonna. So here also, it sounds like every. But what about those poskim who say you're not allowed to daven your own nosach because you have to prepare for the Sibor. Apparently here we have no alternative. Okay. Right. To avoid this problem, why doesn't anybody ask this issue here? If someone made a mistake in Mariv on Pesach or Shachris or Musaf and he already started not to mention it earlier, according to everyone, he doesn't go back. Okay. Someone who davened Sfard in Ashkenaz Minyan, so he ordinarily would say Marad Hatal, right. But now that Tzibur is saying Mashmarach Marad Hashem, he would have to say Mashmarach Marad Hashem, because you could only start Marad Hatal if it's announced, but since it wasn't announced, he can't say it.
Vice versa, I guess, would be a question. Would a person, an Ashkenaz person davened in Sfard, maybe stop saying Mashmarach?
Yes.
Marad Hatal.
Yes. Since they announced Marad Hatal, therefore he no longer says Mashmarach Marad Hashem, even though he's not saying Marad Hatal. I mean, both of these are very, very common. In other words, basically, you need to wait for a signal. Why It's, and by the way, it's usur. It's usur to switch until there's a hachraza. There's a halacha. We're going to see in Sif Beis. There's a halacha. You need a hachraza when it comes to Mashiach Maragashem. Now let's see Sif Beis. Usur lahazgir hageshem ad sheyachras hashel tzibur. You're not allowed to mention rain until the shatz says it. Ramav yesh oimrim. Some say shekoydim shemaschila musaf, that before they start musaf, Machriz Hashamash Mashav Haruach. The Shamash announces Mashav Haruach. Some say before you start. So the Machaber says you're not allowed to mention rain until the Shel Tzibur calls it out. V'yeshem Shekoidim Shemaschilim Moshe Machriz Hashamash Mashav Haruach B'chulu Kedei Shatzibur Yazkiru B'tfilasan V'chein Noyagin. What is this Yesh Oimrim here? What do you mean, Yesh Oimrim? That's what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said, it's Aser to Mazgar Geshem until the Shel Tzibur calls it out. So what does the Rambam mean, Yesh Oimrim? Oh, the Mishnah Berurah says, the words Yesh Oimrim is a Ta Sofer. It's a Ta Sofer. We're learning Yaradeya now, right? We just had in the Shach, where there was a question, why didn't the Ramah say Yesh Oimrim if he's explicitly arguing with the Mechaber? And the Shach said an amazing Chiddush, that even though he is explicitly arguing, but since theoretically you could have read the Mechaber that he's not arguing on the Ramah didn't say Yesh Oimrim, even though it is a Yesh Oimrim. So the word Yesh Oimrim is a very specific title, it's a very specific terminology. It's a terminology to refer to a case where it's black and white that the Mechaber said one thing and the Ramah is saying something else. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Dalid, Asr lahazgir b'tzon alaymer, afilu atzibar shemesbalan tfilas musaf, even a tzibar that's amening musaf, asur and lahazgir geshem, it's asr to mention rain, imloy hichriz hashliach tzibar, if the shliach tzibar did not call out, ay hashamish, or the shamish, koydim atfila, k'may shemefarish rama. Even a tzibur that davening musaf, it's usur for them to mention rain if the shel tzibur didn't call it out, or the chazan, or the gabai before Shemana Esrei, like the Rama explains, uchmei shemefarish Rama, v'chein hashel tzibur gamkin lo yazger rak kishnas v'abakol ram. Likewise, if the chazan doesn't announce it or the gabai doesn't announce it, the shel tzibur will not be able to start saying it. Only when he davens out loud, avaloy b'tfilas halachash, kivan shaloi huchras mikoydim atfila. Oh, you ready for this? I have an imponderable over here. So in Nusach Ashkenaz, what does the Shel Tzibur do in Chazor Sashatz? He says, Mashrach Mardagashem. How? Well, again, we're going to see. Not Mashrach Margashim, because that they announced before the davening, so everyone said Mashrach Margashim. What do they do on the first day of Pesach? What does the Chazan do on the first day of Pesach? In a silent Shemana Esrei, he says Mashrach Margashim, and in the Chazor Sashatz, in the Shatz, he will stop saying it. How is he allowed to stop saying it? Nobody announced it.
He's announcing it. He's saying it for this towel. Yeah, that's the Iker announcement. It's his tefillah when he's doing it.
Okay, but doesn't he need an announcement to stop saying it? So you say maybe you don't need an announcement to stop saying it?
I don't know how the Shabbos announces. But he's for this towel, he's announcing it.
What's the reason why? Okay, so we'll have to see the reason. By the way, in the Mechaber, the Mechaber is saying you're not allowed to mention Geshem until the Shel Tzibur announces it. We're not yet up to the point where the announcement was made before davening. Nobody said, meaning we're not talking about here where somebody announced, say Mashrach Mar Geshem before the Shemana Esrei. So therefore, the Chazan cannot say in the silent Shemana Esrei. He can only say it in the Tefillah B'kol Ram. V'chein HaShel Tzibur Gamkin Lo Yaskar Rak Mishnah B'kol Ram Avalo B'Tefillah Salachash Kivan Shalai Huchaz Mikad Matfilah Mikad Makam B'Diyavet Im Amar Echad B'kol Ram B'toich Tefillah Soi Morid HaGeshem. Let's say you have these guys, they've been waiting all year to say right, this is the moment, this guy's time to shine. He's not allowed to do that. Why? Sharei lo shama min hashel tzibur. You can't make an unauthorized announcement. You could only make an announcement if you heard an announcement. Now, an unauthorized announcement gives license to the tzibur to say, this itself is like a hachraza. It would seem to me that if you did not mention a rain in this tefillah, ain't shrichem lachzar, you don't have to go back. Meaning, let's say you heard a guy, you know, shout out of a son shemana essay, mashem rechem aragashem, and you did not say it. You don't have to go back. Some poskim can hold that it's not called a hachraza unless it's called out before the tefillah, or you heard from Mishael Tzibor the repetition of the tefillah that Geshem was made. The Chayadim only said that somebody hears a random person shout out that a listener is allowed to say Mashiach HaMaragashim, not that you have to. V'yesh oimrim shekoidem ta'as soiferhu. These words in the Rama are a mistake. V'tzarech loimar perush. The explanation is shekoidem shemeschilim usav machriz hashamish. Mashiach HaRuch ayin b'chayadim sheizr sheloi lasoiz k'mo shenoigin shemachriz en rach. Mashav Aruch, it's not okay just to announce Mashav Aruch, Shezo Loim Nikri Hachroza. That would not even call the Hachroza. Sharei B'yemei Yesh Mekoymeis Armim Gamkein B'kaitz Mashav Aruch. Some places they say Mashav Aruch the whole year. Elo Yisayim Umayir HaGashem. You have to end off Umayir HaGashem. And that's the minhag. Yeah, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Yisai. We'll see everybody Be'ezus Hashem on Monday. What?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.